Yeah, going off last year's win anyway, there's big expectation to do well this year again. So we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, last year was a year that you'll never forget.
Yeah, definitely. A first Junior A Southeast Championship win. Not too many, you know, players can say they did that anyway. Like, so for our club here anyway, it was a big win, all right.
It's been a tremendous 3 or 4 years for the club, with the County Junior B and then going on to Junior A. Why has it all come right?
I don't know, to be honest. I suppose we're just lucky we're going through a good streak at the moment. And each year is more exciting than the last, you know. But hopefully we can keep going and maybe have a few more good years as well, like while we're going well at the moment anyway.
Because I suppose when you look down through the history of the club, prior to the County Junior B success a couple of years back, cups were fairly barren around this part of the southeast.
Yeah, definitely. They were, like, when I started playing, there wasn't many players to begin with, not a mind winning matches, like, you know. So we've came a huge way, all right, since then. So it's been a long, enjoyable journey anyway, since I started playing.
Neil, I presume the fact that the village and the surrounding area, like population-wise, has really grown over the last 10 or 15 years, that means a lot more players are coming into the club as well.
Yeah, we see it, all right. We had, I suppose, a big burst of players in one go there, maybe 3 or 4 years ago. Myself and my brothers and a couple more young lads around my age all started. And now there's nearly always one or two every year kind of coming along. So hopefully we can build away every year. And you can never have enough players and teammates and things like that. So,
and I know a lot of people were wondering, like, how will Belgooley get on when they go up to the top flight to Junior A? Like, winning it even more than acquitted yourselves.
Yeah, we were, I suppose, wasn't expected to do it maybe straight away or the second year. But I think we're lucky we have good experience. We have a great trainer, Seanie McGrath. He's still with us this year, so he brings a lot of help too with him. There's two other fellas, Sean Horgan and Cormac Riley, and they do as much as he does. So we're happy enough with how things are going at the moment.
We all know what Seanie McGrath did with Glen Rovers and when he was involved with Cork. When he came down the first night and became the coach, did you realise straight away this guy was special?
I suppose I probably did, yeah. He's very realistic kind of trainer. I thought I'd expect nearly a more intense kind of guy, but to be fair to him, he's very realistic. Like, he understands everyone is working and things like that, and some of the players need a break at the weekend and things. So he's a great man to have in your panel, all right, I will say that. But it worked for us having him anyway. And we took him seriously then when we needed to be fair, so we're lucky to have him.
10 teams involved in the competition now in 2024 here in the southeast. One group, Group 1, has Shamrocks, Tracton, Valley Rovers and Kinsale. Group 2 has Courses, Belgooley and Ballymartle, and then it's Ballinhassig, Carrigaline and Ballygarvan in Group 3. Is it better for Belgooley that there's only 3 in your own group?
I suppose it is, yeah. We have maybe less teams to worry about and think about, maybe. Even though we still won't be easy with our neighbours Ballymartle and Courcy Rovers, another strong traditional hurling club, so we'll be up against it, all right. I wouldn't fancy to meet any team with it being so even at the moment.
Of course, the fact that Belgooley is only a couple of kilometres up the road, or Belgooley and Ballymartle, only a couple of kilometres between them, obviously intense rivalry.
Intense rivalry, yeah. Went to school with a lot of them, so it'll make for an interesting match on the day, hopefully.
What would you, like, obviously because you are the reigning champions, everyone is going to want to have a cut off of Belgooley now in 2024, but like, certainly when you look at maybe some of the other teams, like, you're probably as good as anyone down here at the moment.
Yeah, it's very evenly matched at the moment. I think there's a lot of good second teams there. Valleys, Ballinhassig, you know, Ballymartle have a good second team, other good first teams as well, Kinsale, Tracton, like, you know, it's fairly very even at the moment, like, so hopefully we'll be well able for a win again this year, but we'll have to just see how it goes, I suppose.